Yes, we are the leader.
Yes, we are the leaders. How have you been through the Lord? And how is your life? Anyone with a weakness in the body? Tell your neighbor a prayer to you. It's in the word of God. Angels are going to fulfill it. Psalms 103 verse
19 and 22.
Angels fulfill God's words. The Lord Jesus said in John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide within you, ask of all you need, it will be given you. Now you can pray a prayer unto your brethren. A prayer you would have wished yourself a good one. God too is ready to listen to you. He is our Father, all of us. In the body, you can go with your brethren, request something from the Father. And you say, Father, the tuition of this one is
finished.
Even the Father in heaven is like that. You stretch your hand.
And
you say, Father, this brethren has a problem with
this.
For he is the Father who will listen to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for coming, all of you. We love you all in the name of Jesus. They will commit to seek the Lord, the living Father in heaven, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we seek him in the book of the Lord. Isaiah 34:16.
Look
in the book of the Lord and search out everything.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. They who have been harmed by these prophets and the false apostles, the pastors who have ceased to have wisdom, they will speak of the corruptible, the prophets who are wizards. We plead and have for you all, we send the Holy Spirit to you that it can nurse those wounds, that it restores to you the accusations the evil one, the devil, has taken. For even Job was like that. He stuck unto the Lord, but the devil fought and captured all his things, and he took all his possessions, and he took the children. But when God came back, he had chosen the devil many cases, for Job had overcome. And to all whose past problems, right now you've overcome the devil and his
things.
Even the Lord bless you and restore you double, like he did to Job. Restore you joy, restore you offspring, restore you work, and most of the good things which come from his throne.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. But this is the warning. You who are within those false prophets, some of the prophets are wizards. Even the children they give birth to spiritually as wizards. You must be very careful of that. Now what you have to do, if you have come in truth, no matter how they threaten you, at least run and come and tell us, and we too arise the army of God. As they send their demons and the angels of God too are working, but you don't remain in the battle alone, for your fighting evil spirits. You would have run, my friend. You would have run and ran for the battle. At least you would have come join your colleagues and we pray. Would have been well with your children. But by the accusation, if it happens, we pray God to meet you, that he can heal you. There is still help unto our God. And we thank that spirit never went in hell, it went back. According to Ecclesiastes chapter 6, let's read briefly of it in the word of wisdom, then we begin the service.
Do
not be worried of all that, but God is together with us to heal they who have been harmed. Everywhere we've passed, we've seen many problems. We've seen problems in prophets and pastors. When we've gotten back to the Lord, he's the one who heals us. And he takes all the wounds which we've been seeing. Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 3.
Omubuulize essula ya mukaaga olw'okusatu. Omuntu bw'azaala abaana 10 n'awangaala emyaka mingi, ennaku z'emyaka gye ne ziba nnyingi, naye emmeeme ye n'etekkuta birungi, era nate n'ataba na kuziikibwa. Njogera ng'omwana omusowola amusinga oyo.
Omwana asitaba nga tanatuuka myaka 8
If a child has not reached 8 and above years, even though they leave this earth, they are better than a person who outlives many years on earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I know we are going in the journey of heaven, but these are our colleagues are right in heaven. Even though the devil chose his body, like he wrote in Matthew 10, fear not they who kill the body, but they can never kill the spirit. Let's thank the Lord. Though that problem happened, but we have an advantage. Brethren is in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. They have rested. They have said, mother, to fight your battle. You too, father, fight your own. Me have reached though there have been those troubles. For the spirit goes back to the Father. Spirit of a person who is
right.
Though outlive many years, a stillborn child is better than you. Now we get encouraged. All what's happening to us under the sun.
In
verse 4 they tell us this.
Mubulize sura ya mukaaga olw'okuna.
Ecclesiastes 6 verses 4.
Kubanga ajira mu butaliimu n'agendera mu kizikiza.
Addayo talina ky'ategedde ku bibi byamukola wano.
Without knowing any sins you do here.
Obwenzi obubbi n'ebiringa ebyo.
Morality, robbery and things like that.
Yene yegendera ng'agamba sitegedde biri ku nsi.
Go back, they have not realized what's on earth.
And Yesu yamufiirira.
For Jesus died for them.
Era ekibi kya Adamu tekimukwata.
And the sin of Adam is not counted on him.
Kubanga Katonda bwe yagala ensi.
For God so loved the world.
Okwayo n'awaayo omwana we.
And he gave his one begotten son. The one who believes no condemned.
Atamukkiriza gumaze okumusinza.
They who never believe they already condemned.
Kati nkakasa ng'omwana taganye kukkiriza.
I prove the child who refused to believe.
Kubanga abadde ebiro by'okugaana n'ebyokukkiriza tannabituuka.
For they had not reached season of refusing and believing.
Oyo yenna yatukuzibwa n'omusaayi.
All that are cleansed with the blood of Jesus. And they are taken off the sin of Adam. And they went back home in the city of God. In Jerusalem already there before us. Now we rejoice on that side. And we fulfill Thessalonians, which says we shouldn't cry as if we have no hope. Be strong,
thanks.
Be courageous. The brethren is home. You too has ever lost a child. If that child never reached 8 years, they are home and they are no more a child. They are like an angel right now.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In verse 5 they tell us, it's a word of wisdom. We are going in a journey of heaven. Ecclesiastes 6 verse 5.
Nate talabanga njuba so tajimanyanga. Ono yabane kuumula okusinga oyo.
Awumula.
They rest.
Okusinga oli amaze emyaka
olukumi. More than the one who has lived 1,000 years.
Omulala agenda oyo mugeera amaze emyaka emingi.
Another goes in hell after many years on earth. Munange
yayingira mu kiwumulo
kye. The child enters their rest.
Era Yesu yamuyita jangu gwako yena wazitowereddwa.
Jesus called they were wearing burdens.
Era omubiri bwe baba balwaza ne babaloga.
If they bewitch the body.
Ng'abaana abo.
Like those children.
Omubiri ng'agukooye.
They are tired of the body.
Ng'agamba Mukama ntwala nze nzirewa.
Lord, take me back home. And they take them back home. Now it's the hope in there. Though another outlives many years, the stillborn child is better for the others not aligned themselves.
Mubulizi esula ya mukaaga olw'omukaaga.
Ecclesiastes 6 verse 6.
Weewaawo, newankubadde ng'awangaala emyaka 10 emirundi enukira birungi. Bonna tebadda mu kifo kimu.
Teri kugenda na muto.
They can't go with the same place with the younger.
Kati omwomutukuvu nga bwe yayise mboluganda ne bakuzaamu amaanyi.
As the spirit passed the brethren,
they carried you. Fight
on your own for the other has gone. He said, though you outlive 2,000 years, you can't go in the same place with that child. They go to rest and you go into the torments. You have been there crying for the child who got out of
behind.
Or the one who died when they are infants. Leave the child, cry for yourself. Fight on your own now. You can't go the same place with them. Except when you have cleansed yourself.
If you go in
the city of God where he went. If you still cry for that. You serve abundant salvation for my child has died.
Mama,
you are knocking. Others gone back to rest. But we thank God we give them all the rest with problems later. And you still hold in salvation. All that has been on.
He
spoke one word. Shall we only get good things alone? And to the Lord. Ecclesiastes 6 verses 7.
Okutegana kwonna okw'omuntu kuba kwa kamwa ke era naye okwegomba tekukkuta.
You
can never satisfy the good of the earth. You may prophesy upon everything you need. Be careful of your mouth. Salvation and you're burying yourself. Pastors have done that no matter whether they are sons and daughters, you seek right salvation where it is. Don't abandon salvation. No matter what it takes. And as you get more careful, according to Acts 20, he tells you these words. Verse 26. He warned you telling you this. Acts 20, verse 26.
Kyenva mbategeeza leero nti nze ndi mulongoofu olw'omusaayi gwa bonna kubanga seekakanga kubuulira kuteesa kwa Katonda kwonna mwekuumenga mmwe mwekka n'ekisibo kyonna Omwoyo Omutukuvu mwe yabateeka mmwe okuba abalabirizi okulundanga ekkanisa ya Katonda gye yeegulira n'omusaayi gwe ye yennyini. Nze mmanyi nga bwe ndimala okuvaawo ebisenge ebikambwe emisege emikambwe giri yingira mumwe tegiri saasira kisibo.
Kakati mulimu abantu nga bayingira mu kanisa
abasege. People who entered church and their walls. The first service we spoke of them. They never have mastered their soul.
Balinga abarokole ninga misege.
They seem like born again by their walls.
Nga basi nga barogo nnyo.
And they are murderers and they are thieves. When you anger them a little, they begin to pray evil things on you. They're like these elderly witchcraft wizards on the
village.
You anger them a little and they go to bewitch you. They don't shout much. They get messed up a little and they go to bewitch you. Some people are like that in church. They entered in church, they are within it. The Lord, with the apostle,
said,
after we shall go savage, wolves will come. You will think there are apostles by their wolves. Acts 20, verse
13.
He said in the salvation itself, out of which will come people who restore the Bible. They get Psalms 35 and 37 and they bewitch you through it. And they jump it 7 times. That man.
Yeah.
And they are jumping, bewitching
you.
Send you the
witch.
And they send things in you.
They said,
out of us is born again.
Out
will becoming wolves. People who are wizards. They speak things which are perversing. They are not rightful standing.
Era mmwe mwekka muliva abantu aboogera ebigambo ebikyami okuwalula abayigirizwa ennyuma waabwe.
Nemulowooza mugenzi olw'okuba bakuŋŋaanye bangi.
Nemulowooza
mulina bantu kumbe olina
musege.
W'omunyiiza bw'oti katonda aba yakulimye edda bafe. Dati katonda akuggyayo embala naye nga mbutuufu. Olw'okuba tomanyi misege
egifaanana.
Musomba yanyiize mbutuufu n'akulima.
Kumbe
musege yakuggyiddeyo ddala ebituufu. Naye gwe n'otayinza
kulabuka.
Gwe n'olowooza okyalina mulokole kumbe olina musege
gwennyini.
Bikulu abatume essula ya 22:31. Kale mutunule mujjukire nga saaleka nga kulabula na maziga buli muntu mu myaka esatu emisana. Tikale mutunule mujjukire nga saaleka nga kulabula na maziga buli muntu mu myaka esatu emisana n'ekiro.
Yafubanga omutume Pawulo
emyaka
egyo gyonna gye yamala wano n'abatume
ng'alabula
ng'agamba mu kuvaawo kwabwe ekkanisa yali egenda funa
obuzibu.
Waali wagenda kuyingirawo emisege abantu nga bava namuffe bennyini nga bakyankalanye ne banoonya amaanyi
g'ekizikiza
ne batandika obonyaabonya ekkanisa munda mwennyini nga
bwe bali.
Bikolo batume esula ya 22:32. Era ne kaakano mbasigira Katonda n'ekigambo ky'ekisa kye ekiyinza okuzimba n'okugaba obusika mu abo bonna abatukuzibwa.
Ekintu kyokka abatume kye baagenda mu maaso
n'otukwasa
ky'ekigambo kya Katonda ekiyinzikira ddala okutuwa
obusika.
Naye bw'osoma Bikolo batume 13 nga mmaliriza
eby'ekigambo
eky'amagezi mwegendereze kubanga abasinga ku bano
tebakyali
balokole newankubadde nga bali mu
bulokozi.
Abasinga balogo basika ebintu
by'abannaabwe
akisabira n'akisika basika obugagga bwo bayola ebigere bayola ettaka mu balikuze
that they have voted from the
people's land
and they seem born again and they go gather soil from people's land and they have bought it.
Atwalawo akakola n'akateekawo mbw aliguze
bw'amala
n'addeyo n'akusabira essaala embipaka
ng'obimuwaati
gwe n'olowooza mukama ya bamala ne bawa obujulizi twebaza
mukama
nayoola ku ttaka liri
ne ŋŋamba
mukama lino lyange n'amala n'alimba kumbe Jezebeli yabawa omubbi oyo. Kalabooluganda twegendereze. Bikolo batume
13:6.
Bikolo batume essula ya 13:6. Bwe bayita ku kizinga kyonna okutuuka eppaafu ne balaba omuntu omulogo nabbi w'obulimba.
Nabbi oba uli
prophet abantu
balogo naye bava eri nga balogo
nebayingira mu kanisa
emizimu gyabwe ng'era bagirina.
Olamusumba agenda okuwonya naye nga nebyo byasooka but it's begin to shake and act funny.
Wabula mulogoka kati akozesa ddogo mwene mulowooza akozesa mukama.
He's using witchcraft and you think he uses God.
Baatulabulirawo ab'ebikolwa byatume baayogera ebintu bingi.
Spoke many things and wonder us.
Kubanga basingana abantu ababifaananyiriza.
They met people who appeared like them.
Alinga nabbi beyinga mulogo.
Prophets but they are sorcerers.
Kati mwe mugenze buli wamwe mulaba
amaanyi oli
bwakulaba mu n'akukeberakebera
n'alaba
ebye wammwe n'ogaba mukama
aliwaumba
oli ku nnabbi
omulogo
bangi kuba balogo bakuteekako n'empeta n'olaba
emizigyabafe
jejewafa olwo n'akutaddeko
empeta
ani akutta yokaana yeyampa obutwa The
demons are opening more hatred among people.
Tell
you
so
killed your mother. Can you sit peaceful? God doesn't tell you that so and so killed the other. He tells you one, I'll pay back that person as their works have been. Many times God doesn't tell you so and so did this to you. Even many times, even though one child is not yours, God cannot immediately tell you. And he tells you, man, that woman, this child is not yours, she burst the child out, you can beat the whole of them. Don't call God foolish, he's wise.
Doesn't
just do things which wage wars in people. Praise Jesus. Now because of that,
some
people you call prophets, they are witch wizards. Even their names alone, they prophesy upon their lives. Let's be careful, brethren.
Not
everyone claiming pastor is a born again that they are.
No.
Most of them are wizards. They
bewitch
you and you cease to have Sunday, you sit right at their places and everything they ask you just give to them. God bless you because of the word of wisdom you've gotten. We move on with the journey of heaven and by name and voice.
My
name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and the Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all, our listeners, people from different social mediums that
you
try to seek God together with us. God bless you all. We go in the journey of heaven. And we still see the second resurrection, the second coming of the Lord Jesus, which is known as the day of the Lord, the great day, even the rapture, the lifting of the saints to be taken to God's city, and judgment, which is going to happen on the altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from, the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. In this very day, we move on to see what will move on to happen on the day of the Lord. We see of angels from the bottomless pit, the angel of death and
hell,
who will torment people who remain on earth without being taken, and they have not been taken in God's city. And the carrying out of their judgment, it's within their own rights. They themselves decide and sentence you guilty that they're going to crucify you. And when you fall in hell, they are the one who decided, have decided. Let them be crucified, for they refuse Christ to be crucified on their behalf. And you complain, why? When you complain of the punishment, you made him not a justified judge. And he says, I was going to hit like 6 nails in you. But every feet now I'm going to hit 3 nails in it. And if
you every
toe one 3 nails, which are big. How can you argue with the law and the conviction I've put upon you? Praise Jesus. If you fall in the hands of the men working in hell, they are led by angel Abaddon and the angel of death. If they lay hold of my hope, the punishments they decide them themselves upon you. When they come here on the day of the Lord, they will not go on the rapture, and you've not gotten fulfilled radius, they will decide what they will be doing upon you under the sun before they will bring you up for judgment. Praise Jesus. But all this we see
at
the altar of God, which is found in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
We through the door
of the heaven you see, which is blue, and we enter this city. We began like this.
We are going
to enter that city. Then we move on to study of the judgment on the altar of God. According to Genesis 28, verse 10. I want you to understand you has just come. When you pass to enter the city of God, that you don't get confused. Let's read on here. Genesis
28
from
verse 10. Kubanga enjuba yali egudde. N'atwala erimu ku mayinja ag'omu kifo, n'alyezizika wansi w'omutwe gwe, n'agalamira mu kifo ekyo okwebaka. N'aloota ekirooto, era laba, amadaala agasimbiddwa ku ttaka, n'entikko yaago ng'etuuse mu ggulu. Era laba, malayika ba Katonda nga balinnya era nga bakka ku ggo.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Amadarago,
those ladders
they
stretch to the door of the heaven. Now there is the heaven next, they are called the first heaven, where there is the city of God, where the angels live, even where the saints will reach from. After we finish our works on earth, the works of righteousness, not the works of unrighteousness. Every Sunday we try to recap a little before we reach on the topic we are on to. And in Hebrews 12:22, they will come in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Let's read there and we see.
Bebulaniya esula ya 12 onyolwa 22.
Hebrews 12:22.
Naye muzze ku lusozi Sayuni ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu, Yerusalemi eky'omugulu, n'ery'obukumi bw'abamalayika, n'ery'ekkuŋŋaanira eddene, era ekkanisa ey'ababereberye abaawandiikibwa mu ggulu.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kasita oyita ku mulyango gw'eggulu.
If you pass the door of that
heaven, oba oyingira mu ggulu lino erisooka.
You enter into the first heaven.
Liri waggulu w'eryaffe.
It's above our heaven.
Lirimu ekibuga kya Katonda.
There is the seat of God in it.
Yerusalemi eky'omugulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Now
because of that, when they say you're going to heaven, don't think you enter the one you see which is up there
blowing.
That is the circular one you see there. Even under it is there. When you stretch out of our planet. Now when you get up, you move to the city of God.
Which
only the first created heaven. That's why you hear there is even the third heaven.
Like in 2
Corinthians 12. Verses 1 to 5.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Reach
the city of God.
Eranga Musa
and Moses. The things he saw. Like the cherubim. He saw them in heaven. According to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter
8.
Verse 5 and 6. Moses saw images of things in heaven. Some of what he saw. They are the cherubim. These are found in the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven. And in the midst of them, we find the altar of God, where we best to study the day of the Lord. According to Ezekiel 10, it's the journey of heaven. Move through the Bible.
We
pass through as you see images, as we study scriptures. Let's read Ezekiel 10, and we see of the cherubim, this altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from.
Ezekiel esula ya 10 olunya olusooka.
Ezekiel 10 from verses 1.
Awo ne ntunula era laba mu bbanga eryali waggulu w'omutwe gwa bakerubi ne walabika waggulu waabwe ng'ejjinja erya safiro ng'embala y'ekifaananyi ey'entebe.
Ekifaananyi ky'entebe y'ekisa.
The image of the majesty in the firmament above the heads of the cherubims.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel esula ya 10 olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Ezekiel 10 verses 2.
N'agamba omusajja ayambadde bafuta n'ayogera nti yingira wakati w'abannawuziga abeetooloola abawulukuka. Wansi wa kerubi ojuze ebibatu byo byombi, ekisiriiza ky'omuliro ebiva wakati w'abakerubi. Obimansire ku kibuga.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Omuliro gwonna,
all the fire
Katonda gwakozesa gweyakozesa n'okwokya Sodomu ne Gomora.
Which God used like burning Sodom and Gomorrah.
N'ebimu ku gwe tukozesa wano.
In what we use even here.
Kusinzira ku kyoto kya Mukama ekya zaabu.
Springs from the golden altar of God.
Kiri mu masekati g'abakerubi.
It's in the midst of the cherubim.
Era ng'ennyanja y'omuliro w'etandikira.
And the lake of fire begins from there.
Ennyanja y'omuliro.
The lake of fire.
Eyawukanira ddani geyena.
It's different from hell.
There
is found the kingdom of the stars which you see up there, like you see in the other image. It's known as the bottomless pit. The whites call it the black hole.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
not found up in the past heaven. Today when you die a sinner, you are taken to the prison of God. That is hell. On the day of judgment, the day of the Lord's coming, you will be gotten from there and you brought on earth and you will be tormented with they found here. After that,
they
will bring you in the city of God to be judged there. You cast in the lake of fire. If you are within hell, you are on remand.
And
you are sentenced but not convicted. It's not easy at all, as you've heard it. Studying of these men who come from there. What they are going to do on earth, it's what they do in hell now. Why are they going to do it here? Because of the evil be found on earth and they are never going to hell. They have to get them and test the experience of hell. I request you one thing. Don't be confused by this world. Even with gospels of things of the world.
For
those God freely gives them us. I want you to do one thing. Cleanse yourself, not things of heaven.
Do
not be among people found in the torments on earth, be among the saints of God who will be given to judge people.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
This
altar where the lake of fire begins
from,
it's living, it also speaks. It's not like our physical altars.
It's
living, even the works it does it by itself. What I'm trying to tell you, the lake of fire, there are no people tormenting you in it. Self torments you by itself, for it is living. Hear this altar speaking. Then move on to how judgment will be. Praise Jesus so much. Revelation 9, verse
13. Malaika w'omukaaga n'afuuwa. Nempulira eddoboozi eryava mu nsonda ennya ez'ekyoto ekya zaabu ekiri mu maaso ga Katonda, ng'agamba malayika ow'omukaaga eyalina akagombe nti, sumulula bamalayika abana abasibiddwa ku mugga omunene Fulaati.
Yawulira ekyoto kino ekya zaabu nga kyogera.
It is living indeed. And the lake is not just there alone. It passes the basement of the heavens. And it ascends to the second heaven, the four living creatures. And it reaches to the third heaven up there. Or the one you see there. You see the reddish color upon it. That's the channel of the lake of fire. It eventually stretches to above the heavens. It's found in the seraph number 6. The one responsible over all the fires. It's known as the spirit of fear of the Lord. We are to study to that extent.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
There
you are in a channel and they are riding you within it. And to cast you in the lake of fire, it's like they throw you on the streams. And you fall there. As if you fall in the stream and it rides you, and it takes you to different places until where it spreads.
That's why
heaven and earth will pass away, but the lake of fire will be there. So it must be there all days. Now we find it above the heavens in the beginning, where there is seraph number 6, responsible for the fire.
You
always hear in Isaiah
6,
seraph number 6 got the fire.
He
is responsible of all the fire. It gets from him, but it's very big. When we speak of a seraph, he's not an angel.
He's
big.
He
joins the planet. He joins the heaven. heavens to the third heaven. But he is fire within him. He is a portion upon God. That's why God, they say, is a consuming fire. When he gets on that part, is a consuming fire.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now pray one thing. Get out of being confused of the world and the gospels of this world. Go back the gospel in the Bible. For your life is finishing right now.
They
have spent a lot of your time.
They
have promised things of world. You never got them as you needed them.
Yet,
even heaven you failed on it. Now you have lost both. You've not got satisfied on earth. Even heaven, you have nothing. But who has ever gotten satisfied of the earth? For no matter how much you eat, you remain in need of peace. Or you need life. But see how you forsake it.
Because
the altar of God is like that. And here we start judgment.
And
he drew us to see the first, second resurrection. And we entered the second resurrection, which we are on now. The second resurrection, the second coming of the Lord, which is known as the day of the Lord, which is the major day, the rapture, the lifting of the saints, and judgment. Now, when we started judgment, we looked on the altar, for it's going to be there. Where we studied these words. Anytime we saw, we had to study. In heaven there is an original Bible. You
study
it here, they demonstrate the video of everything you study.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
And photocopies
everything.
What
you study and you see is what they put in you. That's why it is me to make these images. For I remain seeing them within me. Even scriptures. That's why I don't write a paper. They remain speaking alone as I speak them out. The Bible we have, it's a living book.
For
it comes from the other living one of the heavens. Which shows whatever is in heaven and earth, and what were above the heavens or in the beginning. Praise Jesus
so
much. Now we've started much. The second resurrection, the coming of the Lord Jesus, the second coming,
or
the great day of the Lord.
And
we start the lifting of the saints and how judgment will be. But the truth is this. Today we move on to start our reading. But you're going to look so much on the authority of the men to come on the day of the Lord. The angel of hell and death. They are 200 billion. Even scriptures are there to indicate it. They will tell you their number. Also Revelations 9, 15 and 16. They are 200 billion of them. Here on earth, you are not equated to even 9 billion. You are 7 point something billions. Not the other is much, 200. But one of them, he says, let the world entire of it be given to me. I'll beat the entire world in a twinkle of an eye. Bring them when they are sick. Only one of them. That's why God never argues with humanity.
You
do all you do is silent. But when he lays a hand on you, you can even abuse God.
If
you don't declare, you are even foolish. He will not even slap you, even if you move out of
abuse.
Wait when you checked out of the body. He will tell you what you used to abuse.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
The pastor
who gets silent, they are very dangerous. Even while they plot, you don't know it. That is God. When he keeps silent, you think you are equal to him. But when he lays a hand on you, you
know,
when you check out of the body, you have no right.
Yeah,
no one can retain their spirit.
Even
though you have what protection? This world has blinded you.
Money
is blinding your houses, your friends and things like that. You think you have life in your grip. When you check out the video, you can see you cannot support your life even. And they take you in hell. And you've been sentenced right now. But you're on remand.
He is
giving you simple initial punishments.
kati kunaku lwa mukama abo benyini bagenda okuleeta wa basinkane n'abali baboonoonyi
wa And the torments will move on. Like we've been hearing. But the carrying out of every judgment is in their very own right. If they judge you and you urge you,
you
a very high case, how can you refuse what they have been sentenced
to?
I tell you, they beat you 300 times. You say they are too much. Now I've said it. It's going to be 30,000 stripes. You have to just accept whatever they sentence you, accept it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why he tells you in Habakkuk chapter
1,
verses 6, they speak like this. This men from the bottomless pit.
Habakkuk
1 from verse 6.
Kubanga laba ngolokosa abakaludaya.
Erinnya lyabwe ddala.
Their other name.
Bayitibwa abakaludaya.
They are called the Chaldeans.
Habakkuk esula esooka olunyo olw'omukaaga.
Habakkuk 1 verse 6.
Kubanga laba ngolokosa abakaludaya. Eggwanga ekkakali.
Gwanga lizibu nnyo.
It's a very wrathless nation.
Enkola zaabwe nkambwe.
Ways are very wild.
Tebalina wadde ekisa.
They have nothing like mercy.
They
are men of the wrath. God is silent. God is love. Yes, it's love. God is love. When you are in heaven and you are not in hell, as is love, on the other side is wrath. You can't see any problem there. You see love is flowing and justice. The one in hell can tell you that God has side B. Yes, God is love. For what he did, he even withdrew wrath from himself. He put it in his angels. And he calls them the men of his wrath. The men of my wrath. I got it from me, I handed it to them. He doesn't get angered. And he's laughed all the time. When you fall in the hands of this man, which handed the wrath, for they have to get hungered just as God. In every wrath and fury, they don't get hungered of themselves. They get angered on behalf of God. They were even groaned for that wrath. They groaned them for their work. Now be careful. If you fall in their hands now, on the day of the Lord, you will be in their hands. If they find you not saved in the right salvation, still you are in their hands.
Now,
on the day of the Lord, the second resurrection, where the rapture is and judgment, you will see the value of the acts you've been doing. For they pay you your wages, they pay your wages according to what you've been doing.
Habakkuk 2 verse 6. Kubanga laba ngolokosa abakaludaya, eggwanga ery'ekkakali eryanguyiriza, abasimba ennyiriri okutambula okubunya ensi.
You
don't tell them the earth is big.
They will
spread every corner of the earth and will be there. Even now they come for people, but no one sees what they do. On that day it will be revealed. Then the world will wonder. All have been put in hell. They will all be brought with their prisoners and they're on chains. Father, you dream of me in a dream. If he alone have never come to a dream to you,
they have beaten me
all along. You say, I've been coming in a dream to you. You are fallen angels claiming to be your forefather. Your grandfather is in hell being beaten.
Or your auntie
who sinned. And they left the body without lying themselves. Hell is a very wild prison. It's a very mystical thing not known under the sun. a very hard prison where they take you without knowing where you've been taken. You know the prison they take you where they have been cuffed in the place. Even where they take you, don't know. You are in hell, don't know when you will get out of there. Why am I connecting both of them? There is the day of the Lord. For they to work on that day, they come right from hell. What they have been doing in hell is what they are going to do on earth. You claim you have condemned with the devil and you are going to fight God.
Things
I saw that they were very hard. You can never even bear a minute. Habakkuk chapter 1 verse
6.
They go in all people's houses. And on that day, they will bring you back here. And you would run to the village. You left the body and they took you from the city. When they bring you back, they will bring you back from where you got on the day of
judgment.
And they will claim to have released you. And they beat you, they torment you. And
they
said, let me run to the village. They
who
brought you have gone already ahead of you. As you knock the home village, the one who opens is the one who was sitting in hell, and you run back to where you've come from. In your house is where you take over. They know. They throw you here. They know you can run there. And he goes ahead of you. As you reach there, they
will
be in the house. They are on your tea drinking. As you open and knock, as they open,
opens
was the one who's hitting you, and you try to run again.
These
of these men are very hard. I ever said no one has ever escaped them. If you fall in their hands, no more getting saved. These you claim you beat hell and death, you can't even beat them.
If you
want to overcome hell, believe Jesus. That you meet it with your mouth, you are joking. You beat death, the people stop dying. Let me tell you, they never should have
confused
that they just beat them. Believe Jesus be alive. Stop doing evil things.
Death, the shepherd
of
God.
No matter how you beat him and you are evil, why are you beating? Is anything reaching him even? Ever since they have abused him, we tired of this death. This death. Is he left them? Even if you abuse him, this artist abused him and he came for him. Thank you for abusing me. He came for him. He came for him. You can't. One thing
for me,
you want to overcome death, believe Jesus. Stop doing evil things. He is a shepherd of evil people.
If he
gets tired of you, the flock is hell.
He
gets you from the body, sends you the flock. You read Psalm 49 from verse 14, you'll see that he's a shepherd of the evil, and the flock of the evil is hell. He shepherds you as you can move at least. If he gets tired, they put you in the flock and they tie you on a chain. Praise Jesus. What I can say is one. The Church of Salvation got a problem. We attacked, the gospel changed. And there's no more warning at all. We are in there playing games. We
live
chairs up supporting. We wear handkerchiefs. They are dancing B-boy and girl power for us.
That's heaven.
We are in there doing things worthless. Yet therefore is consuming, finishing our life.
Habakuku esule soka olinyolo musanvu.
Habakuku chapter 1 verse 7.
Bantisa bachitibwa.
Bantisa nyati baine chitibwa.
They are feared and they are honorable.
Ati tibanyo machitibwa cha
wete. And they don't despise their honor.
Asala wati omusango gwe.
How can you carry a sentence that you argue about it? You despise the honor upon him.
Sentences
10,000 came and he said it is not right. And he says let it be now 100,000.
Habakuku esule soko nyoro msavu.
Habakuku 1 verse 7.
Omusango gwabwe n'obukulu bwabwe biveri bobe nyini.
They
decide what to do themselves.
And you can take
you and say, let me tie one leg to the other extreme. Don't you see the stretching of here? He stretches one leg, ties it to the other extreme. Another stretches to the other extreme. And you are stretched like that.
And he
gets one hand, ties it there, another, and you are zigzag like this and the leg. And you are on serious problem.
He
decides what he does. In order that's going to do this.
If he says
he's going to stretch the head tight and one part will be here and the head will be like a nail, a rope. What he decides, what he does. According to you two, what you did to God.
Now,
the day of the Lord, those men come on earth. Before you unclothe the body today,
yes,
praise Jesus.
Think
of the day of the Lord.
If
there finds you in the pits of hell,
yes,
praise Jesus.
You
know, we think people think Christ you have delayed to come. Before that day comes, there is what comes upon you individually now.
Everyone,
the day of checking out the body reaches them. But they have gotten you out appearing how? And you're taking where?
For
they taking the God city, they will come back with him on that day.
And we shall
lift it with us who will be on earth, like we've been studying. And just as I saw,
yes,
praise Jesus.
And
they who will remain, and they
who
have been in the pits, in the prison of God, they are going to experience it. They on earth, they think it's peace. This world, let me tell you, you are watching a television.
You've not
reached the actual film, action. See it. When you're watching action, you try even to imitate what they do. But you will enter reality of the thing.
We still
need to take people to hell. You are on a television. The real hell, they don't escort anyone there. You are on an image. But you'll get from the image and enter the original. And you'll see what is seen. What is seen was made from the invisible. Aren't you crying for sickness, poverty and anger? You are in the shadows of the originals. For the original is in hell.
Hunger
is in hell. The rich man can tell you to you. The first thing you feel on earth, that is a sample. You are on television. Shadow. You are an image watching. You'll experience the reality. You feel thirst which can't be quenched by water. It's quenched by the word. And it's in Amos. Amos 8:12. There will be famine and the thirsty. Not drinking of water and eating food. It's of hearing God's word. In hell they don't preach the word. They will never be accessing the word that day.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Careful, brethren. The devil is confusing us. We are in asking houses, cars, going to America. The life of going to heaven, we forgot it.
ebyo byonna Mukama yasuubiza okutwongerako obwongezi naye yasinga tukutya tunoonye obwakabaka
n'obutuukirivu
n'atugamba ebisigadde ngenda
kubyongerakubasitaani
n'akyusa
ekkanisanaga
munoonye bino
temunoonya
bwakabakatunoonya ku nsozi kwonna kugenda mu amerika
akufuna bugagga
n'abasumba bye
batugambanawetuka
n'ogabira kabyebyo
neweerabira
okunoonya
ekyakuleese brought you on earth. There is a problem which is there is the word the devil put on earth. It contends with God's words. Every morning they ask where you're going. I'm going to look for money.
But
God too says we seek for him. Now on the two who are we going to look for and seek? We don't sleep day and night, we seek for money. God too says seek me. Wake up to seek the money. You don't want to slumber to miss a day without seeking money. Not seeking God are very many.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now let's be very careful.
Concerning
the day of the Lord. And before it comes, think that you're going to check out of the body. Let's first read in Amos. Amos chapter
8.
From verses, we begin from verse 1.
Amos 8
from verse 1.
Bwatyo Mukama Katonda bwe yandaga era laba ekibbo eky'ebibala eby'omukyeya n'ayogera nti Amos olaba ki ne njogera nti ndaba ekibbo eky'ebibala eby'omukyeya awo Mukama n'alyoka ng'amba nti enkomerero etuuse ku bantu bange Isirayiri siribayitako nate lwakubiri
oluno bwajja
this time when he comes
adda mulundi mulala
he's not coming the second time
luno lwayita olu
this time is personal alone
okudda okwokubiri
the second coming
agenda leka buli kimu akyono
going to live when he's ruined everything
era nga ayonoonye n'aba ayonoona
ensi and he's ruined they who ruined the earth
Amos 8:3 awo ennyimba ez'omu yeekaalu ziriba kuwowoggana ku lunaku olwo
bino bye tweyimbyayimbya
omanyi
tuyimba ennyimba nga
tezirinai
omusiŋŋaana oli
ayimbaulembe kulunaogamba
ogwedda gwali
gwasitaani
n'ogugenda okujja gwa
kiibnogokka
gwe gwa
yesu
ennyimba ze tuyimba tezikyaliyo abayimbi bakubye ebiraka mu mpale bayimba
gosbayaye enviriziriyeajja
siŋŋaana mutendereza
abagambe
kati abadoniya kugamba
eyimba
nga
bwabakiga
gwayimbayimba
ebitategeeka
omusajja kugwako emagombe
ate
amatandika otendeza bye wali
otendereza
kwegamba ekkanisa
eyonoonenaye
bagenda kubasiŋŋaanirizamu ebyo
byennyini
ababadde bayimba bona bagenda
kubakaaba mu kanisa
bakusiŋŋaaniriza olyo mbu omutendereza
ebitategeeka
muli ku bidongo omuziki guli
eyo
tetuganye kutendereza
abooluganda
kisuse
abali
ku butuutya obuwala ebitundu byonna biriwa
bwebyabasajjaebakola
abagambye olwo olunaku agenda basiŋaniza nga
mulibyekisirwenate
ku luno bakusiŋaniza ne bakujja ku mubiri
gokyabirikeomuyimbayimba
ebiyimba ebitali mu
makulu
okuyimba gospel
kitegeeza
kuyimba
byawandikibwa
okuyimba enjiri
ng'etegekeddwa
bulungi
ddala
agambye nti awo ennyimba ez'omu yeekaalu ziriba kuwoggana ku lunaku olwo bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda emirambo giriba mingi emirambo giriba mingi baligisuula baligisuula mu buli kifo nga basirise.
You hear?
You pira abantu bonna bafira mu Adam.
Remember, all people died through Adam.
Katoroza mwaja kuwa nga bafira.
Don't think they will be died and silent like that. No.
Bagenda kunganya.
They are going to gather.
Buli yafira mu Adam onagana okuzukira mu Yesu.
Through Adam refused to raise in Jesus.
Wanga bakolise chiloka 15.
First Corinthians 15.
Abiri mu 2.
22.
Baka abiri mu 7.
And 23.
Egama.
It says.
Ndi kubanga fena twafira mu Adam.
We all died through Adam.
Mu Kristo Yesu.
In Christ Jesus.
Mutubirira abana.
We live.
Era moyo tuwebo mbiri okuva mu
guru. In him we given a body from heaven.
Kuambulo mubiri guno ogwo
okufa. And clothe the body.
Ubali singa nanga tayamba de mubiri
ogwo. One day will find without clothing that body.
Abali wa mbafu.
They are counted among the dead.
Bibagendo kunganya kunaku.
They either will gather on that day.
Oba bakusanze mumbu muri mu kusinza.
Yeah, you're worshiping.
Na inga musinze bitategere.
Worship I don't understand.
Ujata tukutena.
And they beat you as you sing it.
Atungwa rero bakwambura mubiri guno.
When they clothe in the body.
Oba de mukaniso yimbe bitali mu maguru.
In church singing what is not right.
Eriyo tuke inaga katandi ko yimba kana yo akumi akaliro oli muri munda.
And they have made a fire around you are in it. Remember they have those horses.
They
have the head of a lion and they blow fire.
He
puts fire in you and they say you worship in it. Sing the generation is for Jesus now. And you are on tension.
The
enthusiasm has a chain. He slashes you with it. That day, what they do in hell, they do on earth. That's why we warn you. Don't fall when you're not clothed. When you're not clothed, the body from heaven.
From
Revelation
3:16-20.
It says you're praising yourself. That I have wealth. I need nothing. We build.
It
says you are pitiful and a poor person. A blindfold. The one who is naked. They who are so pitied. Don't trust the wealth of this world that we get to use on earth. But the day will get from the body.
You
will not go with your gold. It's impossible. The world is confusing you. The world is full of darkness. You have ignorance. Where you came from and where you go, you don't know. It's to say you got lost.
Amos
8 verses 4.
Muulire kino ayimwe abagala okuliira ddala eyeetaaga n'okumalawo abaava ab'omu nsi nga mwogera nti omwezi ogwakaboneka guliggwako ddi tulyoke tutunde engano.
Bagamba kugwako ddi.
They say when's the month finishing?
Mwezi guno ekimu eky'ekkumi baleete.
The tithe they'll bring it.
Bafa ku kimu kya kumi
mind of the tithe alone. They don't mind of you.
Amanyi bulungi ofuna ddi mwezi guno.
When this month when you're being paid.
Baba bara myezi.
They count month. This one is paid to this month. This
date.
That's what they are on. They don't know whether you go to heaven or not. They are in calculating time. The month of this one is finishing. Even this one is doing what
work.
How much?
There
is to count in money. Calculations of money.
You see that
in your thing, they mind that you go to heaven.
Amos 8
verse 5.
Nti omwezi ogwakaboneka guliggwako ddi tuyoke tutunde engano ne sabbiiti tusumulule engano. Nga mutondebwa.
When is the Sabbath reaching? The Sunday.
Sunday ya leero.
The Sunday of today.
Mukama yakyogeredde.
God spoke it clear.
Waliwo omukisa ogw'enjawulo.
There is a distinct blessing.
Ebaani abagenda okusa.
Who are going to be sowing in it.
Babeera mu kubaza. Tebafaayo.
In their minds.
Eri olunaku lukusembererako.
They don't mind of the day nearing you. You are about to get out of the body anytime. How many are?
It's
not on what night. And many have checked out of the body. Let's be until they're wasting your time. That day is a very hard day. Hell, they are counting you to fall.
They have
to Sabbath fund to gather money.
Amos 8
verse 5.
Ne mutoni waza Efa era nga munene waza sekeri.
You hear what happens? What profits, they don't mind it. They say heaven, it's already done, deal. As long as you confess it right now, we are eating the world. They do something and they lift up another.
Now,
the gospel was put and suppressed down.
Now,
eating world and nations, it's the gospel lifted. And Abaddon is warming up with the armies of his angels.
He
shall find you into things, and you're buying and selling, and you're marrying, getting married.
And
forgotten the day of the Lord. Buying and selling is all bad. Marrying and getting married
is all
bad. If you've not forgotten that you have to get
out of the body
and to think where you're heading after.
Amos 8
verse 5.
Amos 8 verse 5. Tugule abavu ne feza.
Now
they buy you with money. And they put you in there. And they say, Lord, these are our sheep. Let me tell you. Some pastor
he
sells 50,000 in you. Or 100,000. But you have sold your spirit to him over that. You never have peace after. He buys you with a little thing and he takes you under the ocean and he sells you to the Jezebels. According to Ezekiel 13, he sell us for a pound of silver. The truth is this: be very careful when you check on the body where your head is not easy. If you are met when you are evil here, what will be next will not be easy on the day of the Lord. Things are very hard, they are very wild. Remember the one confusing you, the day you check from the body, you go alone. What will be the experience it alone?
Be
very careful towards they will deceive you.
Amos 8
verse 6.
Tugule abavu ne feza n'abetaaga n'omugogo gw'engatto.
Omanyi omusajja akusiga
mwengatto. No, a man sows shoes in you, but is gotten from the ocean under.
Gwe n'osula mwengatto musumba yansi.
And you clothe the shoe pastor gave them to me.
Ngaji yajije misambo yasose kwambala.
Demons first clothed them.
Ne bakubanga bakutambulira
ko. And they begin to move by you.
Bako omwoyo gonanga bagumazeyo.
Until they have consumed your entire spirit.
Utandika kuwagira ebitali
mu. You begin to speak what is not right here.
Yovula abantu ko kugamba.
They even begin to tell you, begin. Wail and you make a noise. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Everything they tell you do.
Muru gaitanga mukanisa temucheshalirawo.
And you no more have a will in church. But they bought you with just a pair of shoes. Sometimes just touch the shoe. He said, touch my shoe to get a blessing. Yet you're gathering demons. Amos 8 verse 6. What the blessing they sell to you, which are not right. And they say, so in it God will bless you.
Amos
8 verse 7.
Mukama alayidde obulungi bwa Yakobo nti mazima seerabirenga bikolwa byammwe na kimwe ennaku zonna.
Owulidde tabyerabira bikolebwa
n'asirika.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Psalms 50, 19 to down. You did all and I kept silent. And you thought we were equal. He never forgets even each in the covenant box. When they wish to beat you, everything they are sent to Abaddon, photocopy of the acts of this one are here. And he beats you, checking everything you did. He did this. And he himself decides what he's going to do to you.
And according
to how he stole money, he lost so much money. Let me make money, and it is of hot oil, and it's of fire. And he makes a room of money like this, but it's full of fire. And he said, you're going to count this money 5 months. You count money, what he decides is very hard. You count money, which is
building,
but your counting calls money. What you count, you put behind where you come from. Being a thief, loving so much money. When he looks, you stole. He loves so much money. What's the punishment for stealing money? He wants to count money. Okay. He's going to count 5 months. A building of money, which is of hot coal, and it's of fire. He decides himself according to what you did.
Amos
8:8.
Ensi terikankanira ekyo. Buli muntu n'awubalira embeera abeera omwo. Weewaawo eritumbiirira ddala wamu ng'omugga. Era eritabanguka n'ekka nate ng'omugga ogw'emisiri. Awo lulituuka ku lunaku olwo, bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda.
Admit the shaft. You will have arrived off. You always tell me the Bible time is there. 12 meet the shaft. You will be arriving on off. We know
that
we don't know the day. We know the hour. But we don't know the day. We don't know the month. Neither the year. But we prove. 12 midday sharp. And is on the earth. That's why we read in Luke 23 from 38 and to 45. 12 of me they surrendered the spirit and the sun stopped to give light and to 3 p.m.
It's what he said,
12 of me they shall, he will be on the earth. It will get night. I don't know, you understand me.
You prove
more of the hour. Every day. When it passes, say, I'm waiting for you tomorrow. And you align yourself every day. 12 of midday will be on the earth. It's not going to come night. But
it
has to get night. Because the pits will be opened.
Amos 8:9. Awo lulituuka ku lunaku olwo, bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda. Ndigwisa enjuba mu ttuntu, era ndireeta ekizikiza ku nsi obudde nga butangaala.
Misana
ajja kuba atuuse.
Ndowooza okakasiza
abasinga
baddeyo nga babuuza.
Otuma
essaawa ezo
nga tezirina nnyiriri. We still move on with the journey. 12 midday during day.
Everyone is on business.
Let's head home. They will never know, be surprised what's happened.
Remember, spent
many years not knowing anything of this.
Not
revealed secret, you're just shouting. Shout hallelujah.
Amos
8:10.
Era ndifuula embaga zammwe okuba okuwuubaala.
Baalibeera bali mu mbaga
sawa muka.
Embaga eba etaamye.
And the feast is on high gear.
Eno mbaga.
And it's already and they are dancing.
Nga wuuyo mukolo gutabuzi bane.
And he's on high gear.
Omukole nga best man
and brought the best man in the group. But even surprised me.
Who
is going to marry? How dare you take a best man on that occasion?
But you were a bad man.
Now you is marry your who? A bad man? You must be the best man.
You are the next man.
Call the next man, next in line. They will find you in those things. That's why they say you're marrying and they're getting married and they're doing business.
Everyone is in business.
They slept with business, bringing counting money. Dreaming a deal has been
practiced.
As they are there, the Lord will arrive.
They just clothed their clothing.
They are preparing for the street to go and sell. They are selling what? That they are selling of their own things. Another will be still in the garden.
You see,
garden, others here.
They are grinding.
That exact time you are alive,
you
prefer to eat.
The
stomach consumed you and you thought it's in here. And he has arrived. When he comes, though the other wild man too are coming.
The men
led by angel Abaddon and the angel of death.
They have four kings tied up, they too will be coming.
The Lord will lift us with the angels and these remain here for 5 months. But what they do will be amazing. Now, when you prepare yourself, remember as Uganda, we are called to prepare for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Just
will be revealed the right how he will come back. Never tell you the time he will come back. But we know that.
But
we are called the full knowledge of God. God
is saying,
give us all knowledge, not retain any to himself.
Amen.
As we shall be there, will even tell us the day. Even the year. For he told us,
the
day will not come upon you as if you are in darkness.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus. But me, I thank the Lord. If he tells us, put us on tension, he's just preparing us. You sell your possessions, we sell them, we take money where? If
he comes, let him come.
Finds us ready to go home. But
the other
told, sell your possessions, bring, we cut their coats.
He
stole from them, he wanted to burn them to death. When it comes as
we
sell our lands and possessions, if it comes, we are ready to go. We prepare in spirit everything. The rest will remain. It will be for.
Amos 8 verse
10.
Era ndifula embaga zammwe okuba okuwubaala n'ennyimba zammwe zonna okuba okukungubaga.
Abalibeera mu
disco.
Okujja kwabwe kujjudde obubalagaze.
Coming is full of anguish.
Ojja tandikirawo maziga.
You'll begin tears and weeping.
You
are in disco, I hear you dancing. Others meet, they go in the concert. Others have arrived. They are drinking songs of Babidia in the disco.
The gospel is
in Waraiji sports.
Amos 8
verse 10.
era ndireeta ebibukutu ku biwato byo byonna n'ebiwalaata ku buli mutwe
abadde n'enviri
babadoni
bagala kufuwa
kuluro
oluviri lwonna
And you wonder who was who can shave your hair off. Things will not be easy. They will take their hair. The bald head will arrive on them.
You
shouldn't
be
hair. You are
going
to shave. You don't have it. For people in hell
don't have it.
They shave them off. They as if they lost relatives. Things of that day is not easy.
Those
people have been having hair and the bald head comes on. Concerning that day, it's not easy. You are in a mirror. Align your hair instead of aligning things of God. The hair you're trying to put it in line in the mirror. As you turn in the mirror. Some of what will show the world has changed. As you look on your head, there's no hair. And the hair you've been praised in is no more there.
Did
you know the world has changed? And things to happen that day.
The righteous
you separate for the rest will have no hair.
All the people
who remain with hair on the head, they will have bald head. You look at them and you have hair. Who shaped them? And they have a shiny bald head. That day, when I saw what's in it, I can't be on their side.
I
release out everything until everyone without leaving any word back in the name of the Lord Jesus. Some of what a person not going, you look at their head, you see,
and they have
triple system, even the head is bald. And it's heated with fire even.
The
fire is going to shave it off. They will blow with fire. And all the hair will be shaved off with fire.
Remember,
meet the women are working on themselves. And you are in the mirror. As you look again the second time, there is no hair on your head.
That's when
you will know he's arrived.
Amos 8
verses 10.
Nevi walata kubuli mutwe, era ndirufuula ng'okukungubagira omwana eyazali bw'omu. N'enkomero yaalwo ng'olunaku olubalagala.
It will
be a very bitter day.
Okubalagalwa okuwerera omutwe gujja tankya
ogw'okubalagalira. It will begin to be bitter. And you wonder who shaved and put paper in your head.
And
you run as if you've got mad.
You
shaved my head. And you put paper in my head. Let's go. Amos
9.
From verse 9.
Amos 9
from verse 1.
Nalaba Mukama ng'ayimiridde ku mabbali g'ekyoto.
Kyoto wali wenyini.
On the altar.
As time era we bibera biddako bibera bizibu.
Stands there what is next is hard.
Ajja kuva eri mugwere okusatu gyatuula.
He will come from the third heaven where he sits.
Ajja paka ku kyoto.
And he will come right to the altar. Where the lake of fire begins. And you know he's coming right.
And
the day of Jerusalem will see him.
Kaveyo mu kibuga kyonna.
The city stands trumpets. And they will say, he's going, let's follow him. He's going down. They will see when he's coming. They will not be in surprises. Everything will be knowing it. Angels who are there with the saints. I pray you find me up there. I will come to meet you now. I don't know whether I will meet you. Or you will be coming to meet there will be here. I want to be up to come
to
meeting me here on tension. I don't want tension. I want to come to reside here a little and we go home. And to outlive on the body, I don't want that.
You
outlive what in the body?
Except
suffering the bone, the back. If you begin to walk with your back like that, you are getting old. You are like a scarecrow, a penguin.
Amos 9 olunyorusoka.
Amos 9 from verse 1.
Nalaba mukama ngayimide ku mabali gechoto. Nayogera nti kuba emitwe. Emiyango gikankane. Era bamenyemenye ku mitwe gyabo bonna. Era nditta n'ekitala ow'enkomerero ku bo. Tewali ba ku bo alidduka.
No escape, you run to where?
What you
do not physically die there.
Like
the death of they who died through Adam, there will never be life in you to run or do anything else. You will be like a corpse, dead body.
Amos 9 verse 1. Soku bo aliwona numu. Ne wankubadde nga basima okutuuka mu magombe.
Whether they hide where.
People,
each one is going to find a way they save themselves.
Osima bamalayika ne bakufefeta yo bano
babadon. And the abadons will get you down in the ditch. They have just entered in this ditch. And they bring the horse of and they blow fire in
there.
Find yourself from where you're hidden. And they blow fire there. Now where you're going to hide?
They said,
I asked to see him and you're hiding?
Amos 9
verses 2. Ne wankubadde
nga basima okutuuka mu magombe. Omukono gwange guli bajjayo. Era ne wankubadde nga bali nnyo okutuuka mu ggulu.
Ne bw'oyambuka mu bwengulero gye batandise zimba. Ate mufunye bannassansi
ababuzaabuzambabazimba
ebibuga eyo bwenkomero bwerituuka ku nsi nga
mudduka
akugambye ne bw'onaali nnyamu eri mu bwengula
bwemmonyeene
bajja kukunoonyayo.
This, you got a rocket to take you away. They will get you from the rocket. Get it, throw it as a stone on the earth. And you get out when you've experienced it. They never run on the day of the Lord. Scientists are confused
that
the building cities in the space, in the stars, even on planets, the other planets. This world will finish the run there.
He says,
even if you move up where they will get you from there. That will be just the beginning. Where they are hidden is going to break down all the stars. They will fall to the ground. We speak of the bodies of the stars. Praise Jesus. I'm asking, the cities they are building in the space, they know the earth is the only one going to finish and pass away. It has many signs showing it's going to be taken away. But they say, planets have been like that dying eventually. The planets die. Now they go in another. They expect planet Earth will die. And they will cease to be life. But they don't know where life came from, which is in it. But we tell you all scientists, you can never stand with the sorceress Jezebel.
But
we ask,
be
like the wise men.
They
were in Matthew
2.
They who fought for Christ. And they reached him.
All
what you should prepare in the space, it's impossible. All that is to finish and get destroyed.
And
other we are put like weapons of God. Threatening to enter into a bomb and you try to begin to mess it up. What will come next time finish here?
Is
passing away of the earth we shall see and the stars. When you enter in the stars, you've entered it like in a bomb. This world is made up of four angels. They can lose it. You are in the bomb, beginning to mess up the wires in it. After it blows on you.
Amos 9
verses 2.
Era ne wankubadde nga balinnya okutuuka mu ggulu ndibasa okubajjayo.
Alina okubasa wansi
ekibonerezo
kiyina kubeera
wano.
Agenda sooka abawanuleyo mu munyeri gye bazimbye ku myezi eyo gye
bagenda.
Asooka
abakumukumukira wano.
Abaddon ne bayitamu ne basagula.
They pass through terrifying and hard
soil. Asooka bakomyamu planet
wano. And they spread on the planet.
Sibava wano wansi
w'enjuba. They come from under the sun.
Amos 9
verse 2.
Omukono gwange guli bajjayo era ne wankubadde nga balinnya okutuuka mu ggulu ndibasa okubajjawo era ne wankubadde nga beekwekera ku ntikko ya Kalumeeri ndikinyeenya ne mbajjayo era ne wankubadde nga bakwekeddwa amaaso gange omuziba obuziba bw'ennyanja wansi.
Omanyi kati bazimba ne
munyanja. You know they are building even under the ocean.
Ezekiel
27.
Era gabazimbye ekibuga wansi
munyanja. It says they build a city under the ocean.
Jezebel bali yo batudde.
Jezebel they are seated down in there.
Abalala bali mu underground.
Others are in underground.
Bagamba Yesu bw'anajja tajja
tusanga. Jesus will come will never find us.
Yaka njia kubanoonya. Abadoni simanyi muzanyisa
jeli. Chuk with this army.
Bakunoonya.
They look for you everywhere.
Ne basagula ne
basifeta. And they hunt and terrify you everywhere you are. According to Zachariah,
Zechariah 1:18-19,
he terrified you everywhere you are. You can't hide.
He
said, no one has ever escaped them.
So
they build under the sea, will get them from there. That's why no person died in the water and the demon is still there. They get you under the water. There's no way they don't get you. You can't be
able to.
And after now they do this work. Human being is blinded, they see on the
surface.
To give us light, we are in other things.
Even
what's moving on, we don't know them.
Amos 9, verse
3.
Era ne wankubadde nga bakwekeddwa amaaso gange mu buziba bw'ennyanja wansi ndiragirira eyo omusota ne gubaluma.
Abaddon will reach there.
Emisota gye asinzira ku nnyanja n'ayimirira wali.
And he stands on the water.
Mwekwesewa.
Where have you hidden?
N'ajjayo emisota
gye. And he brings out his serpents.
N'agiyingiza mu mazzi
n'egiyita mu.
Mokumanya omusota mu kuwuga.
You know the snake in swimming? Every spot it reaches there. They will base on the waters and will turn his snakes and he makes it stronger as you're there. It has arrived. They are going to stand on the waters and surround. You build down there.
Yes,
I will not go there. You will get out yourselves.
Azimba wali kumabali gayo
yena emisota najikiriza wa sends the serpents in the waters.
Atawana
doesn't waste his time.
Kutawana chikuru
no troubling himself.
Ngeze sabya kulwanisa
wano bali wana weapons. These are joking.
Bali mazibu nyo.
Others are very hard.
Tosura kwekweka.
Can't escape from them. Azimba
kaye emisota najikiriza
wa sends the serpents down there.
Bwe kubojja bojja
bonduka. When they bite you, run there yourself.
These they have built their pastors. They
hunt them there. I think you read Revelation 9 from verse 16 to that. They have snakes in their back and they don't charm them. They send them in the seas and they hunt you there. They will not come in the much waters. They will rift there. If you die on the waters, they come
you.
They will just bring the spirit on the shore.
Amos 9 verse 4. Era ne wankubadde nga bagenda mu busibe mu maaso g'abalabe baabwe.
They will be there and say, Jezebel save us.
He
too will be in problems. Even on saving you is in problems.
Amos 9
verse 4.
Nti era newankubadde nga bagenda mu busibe mu maaso g'abalabe baabwe ndiragirira eyo ekitala ne kibatta era nditeeka mu maaso gange ku bo olw'okuleeta obubi so si bulungi
alibeerawo okulabirira
ofuna
ebizibu
era
bukasooka ogwa mu mikono gy'ababadooni
obulabirizi
bwokka bwakufuna
tolina
kufunamu
kaosiza. They have to foresee your life there.
You
not to foresee that you get evil. What it means? It means just beaten you 130,000 stripes. Now you need to be burnt. It's the foreseeing of evil.
First, them
in pieces, they will resume. Every time they foresee for evil, like you foresee, I'm sweating, let me cleanse my
skin.
Let me wash them. Let's do this. They can say,
maybe
they got so heated, they need to be washed. And they heat water up very hot, you're going to bath. Wrapped within them, extremely. If you want to prove, read Isaiah
13, verse 1 to 10.
He calls the men of his wrath. He delights. They are pride. What they do, they enjoy it. Praise Jesus. Now be very careful. Church, we don't want to be warned. Many times, we want to preach things which are joking.
But
we wind up today. According to Habakkuk chapter 2, most of us shall request to be here on Thousand Friday. We just keep moving on. You remain behind, it's upon you. And we don't want to force you come know God. We want to know him peacefully and in your love. Habakkuk 2 from verse 1.
Ndiyimirira we nkuumira ne neeteeka ku kigo ne nnengera okulaba byayogera nange era bye mbanziramu okwemulugunya kwange. Awo Mukama n'anziramu n'ayogera nti wandika okwolesebwa okwo okwole bulungi ku bipande
nga bwe tukukoleddere.
As we've done it today.
Tegerekese bulungi.
Omanyi
mbadde muwandika kwolesebwa kwagenda mu Amerika.
You've been writing visions of going to America.
Simanyi biki ebyo mbadde muwandika.
Things like that. Prayer requests. But we've written a revelation upon you.
We've
revealed it open on the tablets.
We
read clear from the book. If you read, in the sea, do this down here.
Habakkuk
2, verses 2.
Awo Mukama n'anziramu n'ayogera nti wandika okwolesebwa okwo okwole bulungi ku bipande. Akusoma dduka embiro.
When you read it,
duka sitani tosiba namu.
From the devil.
Vamu mayumba ga sitani.
Get from the houses of the devil.
Vamu masinzizo ga
sitani. Get from the temples of the devil.
Vamu madini ga sitani.
Get from religions of the devil.
Nonyo buroko zingo buli buchi
ali. For salvation when still time.
Buroko zingo wadala.
Salvation which is rare.
If
you start to run quick.
Habakuku esula ya kubiru nyoro kusatu.
Habakuku 2 verse 3.
Kubango kole sibu uko kuchi alikuwa ntuko zaako. Ezala girwa. Era kwangu okutuusa enkomerero.
Kuja kunkomerero no jituli lero.
It comes to the end where we are.
That's why
Buck explained well. For those seasons are not very far.
Tulimu Habakuku sura ya kubiri unyoro kusatu.
Habakuku 2 verse 3.
Sote kulirimba. Ne wankubadde nga kulwawo.
Ne wankubadde nga byenkomerero biruddewo.
The end is delayed.
Naye amazima buli kiri buli ekyawandiikibwa ku lunaku
olwo. Everything written of that day.
Kigenda kubaawo era kiri mu bwangu ddala.
In the shortest time.
Katonda wadde nga alinga aluddewo.
God seems to have delayed.
Naye abadde agulira ffe
ebbanga. He's been buying time for us.
Nga bwe kiri mu Peter ekyokubiri.
Next, 2 Peter.
Sura ey'okusatu.
Chapter 3.
Olw'omunaana.
Verses 8.
Paka olw'ekkumi.
Unto 10.
Ndi Katonda taluddewo kuleeta nkomerero.
The Lord is not sluggish at bringing the
end. Ng'abalala bwe balowooza.
Like the other thing.
Naye abadde agumiinkiriza.
But he's been patient.
Nga tayagala n'omukufu abe waazikirira.
Wanting each one of us to get destroyed.
Habakuku sura ya kubiri olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Habakuku 2 verse 3.
Newankubadde nga kulwawo kulindirirenga kubanga tekulirema kujja tekulirwawo. Laba ememe eyeegulumiza si ngolokofu mu ye. Naye omutuukirivu aliba mulamu lwa kukkiriza kwe.
Twala okukkiriza okuva mu kuwulira.
Take faith from the hearing.
N'okuwulira ekigambo kya
Katonda. And hearing the word of God.
Nga bwe yakugamba Rumi 10:17.
Romans 10:17.
Olyoke obeera omulamu.
That you believing.
Tulimu Habakuku sura ya kubiri olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Habakuku 2 verse 5.
Weewaawo era omwenge muli az'amaanyi musajja wa malala era atatuula waka agaziya okwegomba kwe ng'amagombe era alinga okufa so tayinza kukkuta naye anaakuŋŋaanyiza gy'ali amawanga gonna ne yeetuumira ebika byonna awo bonna tebali mugererako lugero ne bamukokerako ekikokyo ne boogera nti zimusanze oyo ayaza ebyo ebitali bibye alituusaawa era eyeebinika emisingo tebaliyimuka nga tomanyiridde abo abali kuluma tebalizukuka abali kweraliikiriza naawe n'oba munyago gye bali
olibeera munyago nga
bazzeamalayika
abo ab'emagombe n'okufa
kubanga wanyaga amawanga mangi ekitundu kyonna ekifisseewo ku mawanga bali kunyaga olw'omusaayi gw'abantu n'olw'ekyejo ekyagirirwa ensi n'ekibuga ne bonna abagibeeramu zimusanze oyo afunira ennyumba ye amagoba amabi azimbe ekisu kye waggulu awonyezebwe mu mukono gw'omubi oteresezza ennyumba yo ensonyi ng'omalawo amawanga mangi era wasobya emmeeme yo ggwe kubanga ejjinja liryogerera waggulu nga liyima ku kisenge n'omuti guliddamu nga guyima mu bisekese zimusanze oyo azimba ebibuga n'omusaayi
abantu basaddaase bakoze buli kyonna banoonya ssente beerabidde olunaku lwa
mukama
naye tujja kukusaba bukakamu bw'ekitalo ogende mu maaso n'okunoonya
katonda
tusobole okuwona ku lunaku yesu
yeebazibwetujja
kuba tweyongerayo
ku
lunaku
on the Thursday and Friday in the journey of heaven. On the Tuesday and on Wednesday
we
see the schemes of the devil unto God and to his church. And we are seeing the number 666. We first saw the first six. We see the second six by which is responsible of Jezebel, the mother of adulterers, all abominations of the earth. This time we see the seven mountains she sits on to be able to fulfill that she wants and to fulfill the number
666.
We saw the mountain of the spiritual false church system
by which
the great religions and beliefs and the false churches appear as if they had righteousness. Now we are on the second head of the spiritual wickedness. by which they bewitch nations and clans, and they forgot they came from heaven, and they came from their mother's wombs. That mountain of wickedness, there is witchcraft and sorcery by which they bewitched you. And you thought your clan people are the ones you are within, and you forgot your holy priesthood, and you began to have totems of the creations of God, which they told you have to eat them, and you made them your totems. It's not an easy mountain. And they entered deep into human blood. Your brother you don't love them, you rather love your physical relatives. That witchcraft is very wild. Most people don't escape it. Praise Jesus. Within that, they give you new gods. You'll see the third mountain of the political field. People forgot rulership comes from God. Leaders say they have elected themselves. They have given themselves authority. We people say we instituted a leader on.
But don't
know leadership comes from God. It's also a very great mountain. There is all a form of robbery. And they tell you that politics is a very dirty game.
It's
full of corruption and bribes and falsehoods. Then we shall see the economic head, where there is Mr. Money who has troubled this world. It's a very high mountain.
There's
even
conditions
that seek money as God too is pulling us to seek him. That trouble the entire world, they are seeking for money. Even pastors cease to seek God, they are seeking for money. It's not an easy mountain. We have another mountain we shall move on to see, of the social relations where we forgot our right clans, the holy priesthood of heaven. Even we left our father right side. He gave us spiritual gifts, even physical ones to use. And we gave them to the devil. Others are wizards, others are sorcerers. We divided ourselves, each one in their own.
We
gave ourselves parents and clans we come from. And we forgot the holy clan we came from.
It's
not easy mountains. Many people. So
is
the sixth mountain. We find there games and sports. Where you cloth things and sing songs which are not right.
And
watch over songs of people who are immoral. Where there are drama actors who speak profane and vulgar language. It's not an easy mountain. After beating the devil here, in games and sports, you go
man
and support you. The Red Devils and the Manchesters. What is there?
So
you shall see the healthy mountain.
When
you see the devil,
how
his food companies with blasphemous names, and they call themselves forever living.
That
medicine going to make you live forever.
See
how the devil began to capture medical fields.
And
all the herbs they claimed are for the devil.
Yet
God created the trees.
Doctors
which eat human hearts, cut body parts from human beings and they eat them, and they sell them, and they have intercourse with dead bodies. They will exchange children as
their,
and they give you another child. It's in the healthy sector, in the seven heads, where the adulteress sits reign over all nations. That they did to travel this world to fulfill number 666. You're missing much. On Tuesday, Wednesday, pray God quickens for you.
For
our time, 4:30, we have begun the service officially around 5, that we leave at 8 from this
place.
Even this day, let's come a bit early. On the Sunday. We don't want to spread taper in time.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Come on,
God bless you. Thank you for coming.